I'm sure you've heard it before, but I have a confession to make. I'm terrible at sleep. And I'm going to try to do this without yawning, but if it happens, I really hope you're not offended. I've already hit stop recording this like 4 times because I'm tired and I keep stumbling over my own words, so please just bear with me. And to be clear, this isn't a cool "I sleep so little" brag, because it sucks. I think the worst thing I've done is wear a watch to bed that tracks my sleeping habits. Now I'm just painfully aware of the fact that my average nightly sleep for this year is 5 hours and 20 minutes. There's probably a number of reasons why I'm bad at this. I work better when I'm stressed, so I like taking on too many projects. There's not enough time in the day, so I borrow from the night. I like being busy, so I make too many plans for the week, etc., etc. This could go on and on, really. People are pretty used to getting texts from me at 2 a.m., at 4 a.m. And just to be clear, I don't text just anybody. I don't need to wake people up just because I can't sleep. My night owl friends are happy to have someone to chat with at those times. And I guess the other problem is I don't like sleeping in. That's not true, actually. I love it, but I don't allow myself to do it. I can't justify staying in bed on weekends a bit longer because I have a routine of either going to the gym or going for a run at 7 a.m. I have no reason to not do these things, so I do them. I don't stay in bed, even though I'm pretty sure I want nothing more than that. So really, I'm just doing this to myself. And I guess really the real confession is I sleep better if someone is in my bed with me. Or maybe I don't sleep better, but I'm more likely to not follow my routine, to not get up early if someone is in my bed. So imagine if you were in my bed in the morning. I'll admit it, I kind of like being Big Spoon, at least for a little bit. I find it dangerously comfortable to be pressed up against someone, arm draped around their waist or chest. I'm also usually just cold, so I'm willing to confess that I'm also probably just doing this to steal some of your body heat, but I figure you wouldn't mind. I say this, however, knowing that I'm notoriously bad for cold hands, so maybe you'll mind for a quick minute until I can warm up. I like these slow, sleepy start mornings. I just never get them. I also like running my nails up and down your skin, so hopefully you're not ticklish. I like letting my arm wander a bit and dragging my nails along your upper thigh. And let's be honest with each other, we both know what I'm doing. My hand moving further towards the inside of your upper thigh, nails grazing against skin. There's something just incredibly satisfying about watching the other person get turned on. My hand close to your cock, but not quite touching it. But sometimes the suggestion of the actions is all it takes. I think it's safe to say that we all like playing with what we don't have, so of course I can't help but wrap my fingers around your shaft and slowly stroke it. I think it's flattering when you make a mess out of my hands while I run my thumb over your tip. I don't think there's anything better than the knowledge of turning you on. Plus, I love that quiet, sleepy desperation, that lazy early morning feeling coupled with the growing need of, well, absolutely needing each other. I don't think there's a better way to start the morning. And at some point, you get fed up with my hands because we both want something more. It's easy to roll over, one arm underneath my head, the other draped over my hip and coming up to my chest. It's no secret that I love the feeling of you between my thighs, a promise of what's to come, and I think you already know that turning you on turns me on. And now this is the fun part. Doesn't take much for you to slip inside me. I think I was soaked as soon as I wrapped my fingers around you to begin with. The feeling of you deep inside me. Fingers digging into my skin. Lazy kisses on the neck. Fuck, it's too good. You feel too good. I don't think there's a better way to start the morning than taking every inch of you. Hearing you softly moan behind me because you have no idea how badly I want you. And we go back to that desperation. That feeling of needing more. The feeling of you pushing down slightly on my hip, adjusting me so I'm partially on my stomach before you lift my leg higher so it's closer to my chest. The idea of you being able to fill me up. Harder. Deeper. Oh, fuck, it drives me crazy. Like I said, you feel fucking good. And I really would just like to start every morning this way. Or maybe not. Maybe I would lose my mind if I start every morning this way. But I also don't know if I would have any complaints about that. Oh, fuck. God. Having you behind me. Deep inside of me. Oh, fuck, it gets me going. Fuck. And I'm not ashamed to beg. Oh, fuck, please come with me. I don't think I want anything more than for you to come with me. I'm even willing to give up the slow, sleepy start. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that felt good. You felt good. Don't like sleeping, but I think I love sleeping in.